Welcome, internet listeners, and those that are interested in the startling events that have just been announced off of Wall Street. Today is September the 16th. I am responding to the information that is sending shockwaves throughout the world and even permeating fear in the church and the believers of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want you to understand, I am not an economist. I am not a financial planner, nor am I an accountant. I am merely a preacher that believes in the unadulterated word of God. The purpose of this broadcast is to inform the listeners and believers that there are certain scriptures contained in the Bible. I'm talking about the King James Version that alludes to the predictable events of our day. This is nothing new. These events can only be understood by making a biblical composite that is comparing scripture with scripture that would indicate a particular outcome. The question at hand is, what is the predictable outcome of this money crisis that is rippling through the world globally? As merely just a forecaster, I'm not saying God gave me any revelation. I am a forecaster just as a meteorologist. He would look at certain events concerning the weather and he would make a prediction. That's a forecaster. I'm looking at certain common sense things that are happening and I'm making a forecast. But the premise of it is on the word of God. There are some visible circumstances that are occurring that we have to put under the scrutiny of the microscope and discern if there's any disinformation concerning these circumstances. Notice I did not say that I'm speaking about anything based on facts, because facts can be false, inaccurate, and manipulated, giving the appearance of being truthful. However, circumstances that have already occurred and is occurring, even though they too could have easily been maneuvered or fabricated, should always be considered to be suspicious when they are not consistent with other similar situations that have already occurred. Let me give you a classic illustration. The ambiguous events of the infamous 9/11 were intentionally not referenced to the crash of 1945. On July 20th, 1945, approximately 9:49 a.m., a 10-ton B-25 bomber smashed into the north side of the Empire State Building. The majority of this plane hit the 79th floor. It created a hole in the building of something about 18 to 20 feet in diameter. The plane's high octane fuel exploded, hurling flames down the side of the building and inside through hallways and stairwells all the way down to the 75th floor. Now, let's use a little common sense. The Empire State Building was not as old as the towers when it was hit by a bomber. However, the technology that was used to make the World Trade Center was far superior. Question, how does an aluminum plane do what a steel plane could not do to the Empire State Building? Also consider that the military aircraft used a more volatile fuel than the commercial airliners that hit the World Trade Center. Doesn't the news regularly, its policy, its protocol, that when any incident, catastrophic or whatever it might be, happens, they regularly and consistently reference with it and compare it with other events that have already occurred? Why not this time? This calls for suspicion. And my premise on my forecasting is based on what the Bible has to say about wealth. We know that the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. I need you to entertain and assimilate some questions in your mind before I give you the forecast. Who is the financial engine of the world? What country? What nation is responsible for being instrumental in building most of the leading industrial countries since World War II? What country has regularly supplied the developing or third world countries with financial prosperity? Where is the World Bank headquarters located? Where is the Federal Reserve Bank located? Where is the World Trade Center located? What country has provided more foreign aid than any other country? Where is the financial capital of the world located? Which country is perceived as the land of opportunity? Which country has the most millionaires and billionaires by far? Now, considering this, let's make a composite. Based on this, this one country influences the economy of the total world. If this is the case, why should this one country allow its economy to collapse and lose its ironclad grip? Now, I did not name the country yet, but if you make a composite with the several things that I mentioned, you know it has to be America. There are three financial influences in the world. Number one is Wall Street. Number two, that is closing rapidly on number one, is London. And number three is Tokyo. What happens in America affects those other two financial entities, which affects the rest of the world. We're talking about America. If this is the case, why would this one country allow its economy to collapse and lose its ironclad grip? This strategy doesn't make sense. Now, if the rulers or those that are in charge of the economic system wanted to gain greater control, then it makes sense to strain the economy and give the appearance of its collapsing. It will cause people to panic. Remember, people that are made to feel desperate do desperate things, including desperate things with their monies. Let's reference, just like the crash of 1929, it's nothing more than a prototype. Nothing strains an economy as effective as stagnation. People are frightened to buy, afraid to invest, and withdraw their monies. When this occurs, you have a stagnant economy. Biblically, in the Bible, in Revelation, there's a city and a nation that fuels the economy of the world that makes merchants rich. Even if someone interprets Babylon the Great as a system, it still has to have a base of operation. Where is it operating from, and where is its location? Who's controlling it, and how is it being spread? Let us refer to the scriptures. For instance, Proverbs 22:7. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Now let's examine this scripture. The rich rules over the poor. Rule means to exercise authority or control or to govern. Rulers have particular agendas that protect and increase their stronghold. Item one under consideration is to reduce any threat of reversing their dominance. Item number one under consideration to get into the mindset of the rich is that they must reduce any threat of reversing their dominance. This means that the rich want to remain sovereign. Item two, let's take this into consideration. The rich must control the money supply, and in order to do that, they must have a structure and an entity that enforces the control. A central banking institution, like the Federal Reserve, a law enforcement structure that would meet the need. In order for the rich to achieve this, they would have to have total cooperation of the poor because numerically they are outnumbered. This also requires propaganda. This requires another entity to gather information and data and educate people and censor the media and publish information that's essential to their agenda. Disinformation. The rich does not want to relinquish their great and massive fortunes. Money to them is absolute power, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. The Bible in James chapter 5:1, it talks about the prophecy of these days. Go ye now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupt, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it was fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. These are the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, it says, and the cries of them which have reaped are enter into the ears of the Lord of the Sabbath. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. They must keep the poor subservient to maintain their dominance. Now, what is so extremely important, and this was reading from James 5:1. Now for the forecast as of this date, September the 16th, the economy will not collapse in its present form. The economy is extremely strained, as it has been for decades. Our government has intentionally been increasing the debt through supplying monies that we don't have. America has been operating on credit and continues to operate on credit. It is said that the American debt is somewhere around $9 trillion. That's not accurate. If there are two accounting systems that the business world uses, one is called a cash accounting system. Normally you use that when under $5 million is involved and you don't have a huge inventory. But the standard practice that the government should be using is called accrual accounting system, which means then if they use that, that means monies that you promised out, credit, aid that you're going to give out, funding that you're going to give to the states must be included on the balance sheet, on the ledger. Then national debt is somewhere between $65 and $70 trillion, not $9 trillion, $65 to $70 trillion. Now, I need you to pay attention to the money carousel. The U.S. Treasury Department lists 27 countries that hold American debt, which is loaning us money. It's credit. Well, the problem is the Federal Reserve, which controls our monies in America, owns at least 40% of our debt. They are a private banking institution owned by foreign banks and some American banking houses. They are amenable to no one. They have closed meetings, no financial reports, no meeting notes are ever distributed to the public. They answer to no one. Well, you know, that's like letting the cat design and build its own birdcage, a mousetrap. It is so important that we understand that something suspicious is occurring in this great and fabulous country that we live in. But the rich have an agenda. They want to keep us uneducated, unaware, and uninformed. They use ignorance. Now, this is what I'm forecasting. I'm forecasting that the economy will not collapse in its present form. This explosive news is to further their agenda. One, they wish to create financial panic to stagnate the economies of the world. You start with America. This will cause a rippling effect. This will cause a backlog of warehouse goods that will further strain the manufacturing community. Manufacturers will have to reduce their workforce and continue production cutbacks sharply on manufacturing or close shop and lose their life's work. Unemployment will rise sharply. Then the prosperous manufacturers will begin to lose big monies or borrow additional monies at higher interest rates to stay in business. The inventory will belong to the bankers and most loans will go into default by design. Remember, the small businesses is the financial engine that drives our American economy. Number two, third world or developing countries that are already financially crippled will need extended credit from the money lenders to buy imports such as grains, raw materials, etc. to help salvage their needs. Goods flowing into their countries will be severely and intentionally slowed down to create civil and political unrest or upheavals. This is kingdom against kingdom, known as commotions in the book of Luke. Three, to keep Americans from becoming too suspicious, they should drop the gas prices and lower the food prices. Again, this is called take a lot and give a little strategy campaign. I think it is too early and it would irritate the American people to the point that they would become too suspicious and revolt against the powers that be. The rich are not trying to wage a combatant war, but a surreptitious war. This is done by misinformation and disinformation or just plain propaganda. Four, expect some major distraction during the next 30 days. This will divert everyone's attention to a more severe or pertinent issue than just money. Perhaps a virus outbreak or a planned terrorist attack. Oh, you cannot rule out a global tabloid story or even stunning developments about Obama and about McCain. Five, within the next 90 days, the public or the masses would have been so pacified, so appeased, their attention so diverted that all will be forgotten just in time for the Christmas holidays, the greatest day on earth to forget one's sorrows and to deepen deception. Thank you for tuning in to this short broadcast. I hope that it provokes you to think and do your own research. But most importantly, these are praying times. The Bible says, do not be soon shaken in your mind. We have peace in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I ask you to have your own common sense perspective. Whatever you do, stop letting people think for you. The only expert out there, the only absolute is the word of God. And we must trust God and not what the rulers of darkness are doing. God bless you.